أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، هو الأول فلا شيء قبله، وهو الآخر فلا شيء بعده، وهو الظاهر فلا شيء فوقه، وهو الباطن فلا شيء دونه، وهو على كل شيء قدير. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم، المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، الذي بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وتركنا على البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. أما بعد، tonight إن شاء الله the hadith will be a continuation of the last week, which is وقفات مع سورة يوسف. وقفات مع سورة يوسف stops with the surah of يوسف عليه السلام. And we talked before that this surah was revealed in Mecca, so it's a Quran Makki, the whole surah, as the scholar said. And that surah came in the time of the mihna of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the time, a harsh, severe, very harsh time on the da'wah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before he migrates to Mecca. This is after the death of Abu Talib, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his wife Khadija, Ummul Mu'mineen radiallahu anha wa ardaha, till the time of Bay'at al-Aqaba al-Thaniya, till the time immediately before the migration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we said before, we talked about the letters in the beginning of some surahs of the Quran, the wisdom behind it. And we talked about another stop, which is Ahlam wa Ru'a, the visions and the dreams in Islam, and what's the code for it, what Allah and His Messenger said about that. And then we talked about the trial, the long trial of Yusuf alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أدبني ربي فأحسن تأديبي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself straightened me up. He taught me the best character, the best manner, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he taught me the best out of that. Then Allah wants to stabilize the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companions at this time of weakness of the da'wah. 13 years of struggle. And this is not a regular person like me and you. This is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Arab Bedouin used to look at his face and he swear by Allah, this is not the face of a liar. Ma hadha biwajhi kazzab. And 13 years of day and night, harsh work, and not a lot more than 86 people are Muslims. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this surah to stabilize the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to tell him that this is the way of the prophets and the messengers. This is the way of mihna, bala, test, trial from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who does not live with that or understand, if he's a believer, you will be tested in this life. يقول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أكثر الناس بلاء الأنبياء فالأمثل فالأمثل. The most people that they go through trials are the prophets, and what's underneath them in faith, and what's underneath all the way. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw a strength in your faith, He will test you. So get this as a fact, ya akhi. If you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing you, so inshallah you're in the right path. A lot of the scholars, they said, if we did not go through all of these trials, we will think, we will have a doubt about our way. All of the scholars, the messengers, none of them was not garden for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, bringing this faith, this iman, this aqidah, this religion that draws these Arabs from, you know, nation number 50, human garbage, into nation number 1 in less than 10 years. Subhanallah. And at the same time, it was not being guardians for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was a struggle, it was a mihnah, it was a trial, one after the other. Then Allah revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we talked about the trials of Yusuf alayhi salam, the owner, the son of the owner, the son of the owner, the son of the owner. Four generation of prophethood. Who got that? Yusuf alayhi salam. And this Yusuf alayhi salam, the first trial it was, and the test was the love of his father. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described Jacob, his father Yaqub alayhi salam, by saying, وَإِنِّي إِنِّي لَيَحْزُنَنِي أَن تَذْهَبُوا بِهِ. In the surah, he said, I get sad when he leaves me even for a few hours. This is how much Yaqub, Jacob, used to love Yusuf alayhi salam. And as we said, don't think in your heart that Yaqub alayhi salam was wrong in the love, because the love of your heart, you don't have no control in it. You don't have no control, and you will never be judged for that. But you will be judged when you differentiate between your children. You love one more than the others. Or you love this ant more than the rest of the ants. Or you love this, but when you come to be fair among them, absolutely fair, there is no excuse upon you. There is no punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yaqub used to love his son Yusuf alayhi salam. That was a great trial. That was a great test for Yusuf alayhi salam, because when he loves his son that much, his brother got jealous and they throw him through the second trial, which is the trial in the well. And we talked about that last time. The harshest trial, a young boy, Fata, means 14 years and less, his 10 brothers took him and throw him into the well. In the city limits? No, in the rural areas. And this area was common of wolves. So there is no way, a boy, a little boy, his brothers throw him in the well, death is coming, no way about that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throw into his heart the patient, and Allah will save him from that. Then it moves to the third trial. Akrini Maswah. The minister of Egypt bought Yusuf alayhi salam. I mean, the third trial is live through slavery, akhwan. When you live as a slave. And this is who? This is not a regular person. It becomes like a goods. You sell it and you buy it. Yusuf alayhi salam, al-Kareem, Ibn al-Kareem, Ibn al-Kareem, Ibn al-Kareem. A tree of prophecy. Yusuf, Ibn Yaqub, Ibn Ishaq, Ibn Ibrahim. Ibrahim, the intimate friend to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah described him. Give him this kunya, or this name. And the fourth trial is the living in the palaces of Egypt. And what a soft, sweet, comfortable life. And then the fourth trial, we talked about that in detail last time. The fourth trial is the seduction from a strong, beautiful, beautiful woman. Got power and got beauty and got money and got it all. And where? Not she's going to meet him on the street. No, in the palace, in her house. And all of that huge trial. And then Yusuf, the answer, say, Ma'ad Allah. I seek refuge by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, رَبِّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ. Allah, you my Lord, prison is dearer to my heart than what they want me to do. And the fifth trial is the prison. And to move, ikhwan, from living in the palaces of Egypt, the huge civilization back then, the sweet blessing, the nice, wonderful kind of life, into living in prison. And what a miserable trial when you're innocent. If you're guilty, alright, this is the punishment of what you've done. You've done something bad. But you are innocent, and at the same time they throw you to jail. Very, very miserable, terrible kind of trial, tough trial. But every time Yusuf alayhi salam comes out of each trial with 100% success. And the same way, the da'iya ikhwani Muslim, as we said, prison or nothing will stop him from doing his job. And look at Yusuf, what he've done in jail. He said, just start trying and just living in the, you know, conscious dreams of life in palaces, and why I didn't do that to the wife of that I could be living like a king now and this and that. No. Yusuf entered prison and he starts taking care of the prisoners and starts doing his da'wah of tawheed in prison. Da'wah of tawheed. You see, Abu Ibn Taymiyyah, rahmatullah alayh, he used to say, what my enemies are going to do to me? قَتْلِي شَهَادَةً وَسَجْنِي خَلْوَةً وَطَرْدِي سِيَاحَةً. Ibn Taymiyyah, one of the biggest scholars, the Ikhwan, prisoned for 4 years. All of them, this is the way of the da'iya, of the du'a. When you see the du'as over there, and the real ones, the right ones, when they're present and they've been prevented from doing khutbah till Jum'ah, been prevented from, you know, doing salah with jama'ah, this is a trial. They expect that because they look through the history of this way. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Waraqah ibn Nawfal from the first day of revelation, what Waraqah had said to him, he starts describing the revelation. اقرأ سيدنا جبريل عليه السلام. He said, الله أكبر إن هذا لهو الناموس. This is the one, the revelation, this is Jibril that used to come to Musa عليه السلام. Because in their corrupted faith, they used to believe that Jesus was the son of God or God, so there is no revelation to him. But Jesus used to have revelation the same way. And then said, he said, يا ويا ليتني كنت فيها جدعا. I hope when you start your revelation that I will be a young man, so I will fight you and I will get victory for you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they throw you out of Mecca, he said, أطارديهم. What I've done, he's one of the most honored of Mecca sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to be. How, why are they going to throw me out? And you see the story starts again, Ikhwan. Yusuf alayhi salam being thrown by his brothers out of the care of his parents, of Yaqub and his family, into Egypt as a slave. The same way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's an introduction that you Muhammad are going to migrate to Medina and then Allah will give you the biggest victory. Even if you get out of Mecca, don't think that this is a loss for you. No, this is a victory. Because Yusuf alayhi salam got his victory by getting out of where he used to live. And Yusuf alayhi salam starts to be nice and closely as the same way of each successful da'iyah. And then they start asking Yusuf alayhi salam about the revelation and the interpretation of the dreams they have. And he starts them, before he starts replying and interpreting the dreams for them, he starts talking with them about tawheed. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم told يا معاذ إنك تأتي قوم أهل الكتاب. You معاذ, you will be going to the people of the book, Jews and Christians. The first thing you ask them about it is tawheed. If they answer you for that, you move to salah. If they answer you to that, zakah, and then step by step. But if there is everything without tawheed, it's nothing, zero. Then Yusuf عليه السلام starts with the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya sahibay sijn, Yusuf alayhi salam, he said, أَأَرْبَابٌ مُتَفَرِّقُونَ خَيْرٌ أَمِ اللَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. No, they ask him in the beginning, Yusuf alayhi salam, he said, or he told them, that any kind of food that will come to you, I will tell you about it before it comes to you. لا يأتيكما طعام ترزقانه إلا نبأتكما بتأويله قبل أن يأتيكما. The food that will come to you, I will let you know what is that kind of food before it will come to you. And then did he say, this is from my own, ذَلِكُمَا مِمَّا عَلَّمَنِي رَبِّي. And this is what Allah, my Lord, has taught me. This is not something out of me. No, this is what my Lord has taught me. So remember, this is the absolute tawheed, ya akhwan. And we're going to give you a lot of examples. Always Yaqub alayhi salam in the surah. Read the surah and see Yaqub always, and Yusuf alayhi salam, they always put whatever they succeed in life to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we're going to say that in the second step. ذَلِكُمَا مِمَّا عَلَّمَنِي رَبِّي. And then it starts the da'wah. إِنِّي تَرَكْتُ مِلَّةَ قَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ. I left the way, the religion of those people that they do not believe in Allah. They don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they don't believe in the hereafter. Who Yusuf is referring to? They ask him, those two companions in prison, they ask Yusuf alayhi salam. Instead of Yusuf saying, oh, you kuffar, he said, no, I left a religion of people that they don't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they do not believe in the hereafter. Because he's referring to the Egyptian at that time. They did not believe in Allah and they did not believe in the hereafter. And since those two companions used to work for the king himself and they throw them into jail, then those are following their masters in the faith. And instead of saying, you kafir, they said no, just indirectly giving them the message. تَرَكْتُ مِلَّةَ قَوْمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ وَاتَّبَعْتُ مِلَّةَ آبَائِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ. And I followed the religion of my parents, Ibrahim عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ الْخَلِيلُ, the intimate friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Ishaq, his son, and Ya'qub, his father, Yusuf's father عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ جَمِيعًا. And then it starts to say to them what he wants to tell them. What he wants to tell them, he said, يَا صَاحِبَيْ السِّجْنَ أَرْبَابٌ مُتَفَرِّقُونَ. Look at the tawheed now. A lot of gods is better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one, the irresistible. You see, this is what they call the ulama, the oneness of lordship. When you ask who created you, you said Allah only. You need to believe that Allah only created you. He's the only one that created you. He's the only one that gives life to you. He's the only one that gives death to you. He's the only. The same way he said, you lead those gods, and he's comparing those gods with Allah. Those gods, just false gods. None at all. Destruction of the tahut, of any kind of God. أَرْبَابٌ مُتَفَرَّقُونَ خَيْرٌ أَمِ اللَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. Describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by being one, and describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by being irresistible. Al-Qahhar. And then he moves another destruction of the kufr and the association with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَّا أَسْمَاءَ. What you worship beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's nothing but names. مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them no authority, no power at all. إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. And put three lines underneath this. This is what we're going to get out of this part of the ayah. إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. What is the meaning, ya akhwan? In al-shukmu illa lillah means the ruling is only for Allah. In this surah, the word shukm means ruling came twice only. By Yusuf alayhi salam in prison, he said, in al-shukmu illa lillah. The ruling is only for Allah. And his father, Yaqub alayhi salam, said, in al-shukmu illa lillah. When he said, يَا بَنِي يَدْخُلُوا مِنْ بَابٍ لَا تَدْخُلُوا مِنْ بَابٍ وَاحِدٍ وَدْخُلُوا مِنْ أَبْوَابٍ مُتَفَرِّقَةٍ. When they started, they went to Egypt, there were 10 of them. And Yusuf and his brothers, it's like 12 men. beautiful men, good looking, big, huge, nice. This is the family of prophecy. And then he said he was scared for them to be, you know, to get somebody get envy on them, hasad upon them. Then he said, don't get from enter from one door, but enter from different doors to his sons, the 10 sons that he has at that time. And he said, in al-hukmu illa lillah, the ruling is only for Allah. Alayhi tawakkalt, I put my trust in him, and those the ones that they should put the best trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We come to the word al-hukm in this surah came twice, as we said. What is the meaning of al-hukm? Sayyid Qutb rahmatullah alayh, he's explaining what is the meaning. The first one, in al-hukmu illa lillah, the one of Yusuf alayhi salam, means the ruling is only for Allah. Means the Islamic law. The law that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to human. This is what it is. It's only for him. So anybody believes in his heart that the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should not be governing in this earth is out of Islam. How? Because this is ma'loom min ad-deen bil-darura. This is known in our religion as a necessity. When you deny that the hukm, the government, the ruling is all is not but for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you deny that you're out of Islam. This is our major problem in as Muslims nowadays, that we understood, we agree. Say you go to any Muslim country, there is no Sharia, there is no law except Saudi Arabia, you know, and everybody is agreeing with that. Yes, you don't have a rule to return that back, but you don't agree with it. If you agree with it, then you agree, you just make this ayah of the Quran Kareem as a lie, because Allah said in al-hukmu illa lillah. Zakallah khair. In al-hukm, the ruling is only for Allah, and in your actual life as a Muslim, you lift the ruling for somebody else, for the United Nations, for the French law, for the British law, for any kind of law. There is no ruling for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah said in Surah Al-Imran, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Those, they did not govern by the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are disbelievers. And in another ayah, those who do not govern by the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are zalimun, are oppressors. And those, in another ayah, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Those who do not govern by the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are fasiqun. So as a Muslim right now, you don't have power. You're not in power. If you're in power, okay, you bring the Islamic law into action. And then what happened, what has happened? But nowadays, you're not in power. What do you think? You hope in your heart that the Islamic law is applied. And you don't agree with any law, whatever this law is, whatever the source of the law is, shouldn't be. Because this is the real, as the explanation of Sayyid Qutb rahmatullah alayh, this is the real oneness in the lordship, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his lordship. If the kingdom of Allah is run by another law, this is no lordship for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as Muslims, we deny that completely. We have any chance to apply the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be satisfied only by the law of Allah. So all of the other human laws in Islam, Islamic point of view, is the destruction of your tawheed. Yes, there is laws governing you, but you don't agree with that in your heart at all, and you hope that the Islamic law is governing you. So you understand, in al-hukmu illa lillah, if you agree in another law, then you don't agree with this ayah. Allah said the ruling is only for Allah, and in fact the ruling is not for Allah on this earth. You know, for in Muslim countries, they call themselves Muslims, the ruling is for somebody else. So this is destruction of Tawheed. Whoever calls for any kind of ideology rather than the Islamic law to govern on earth is a taghut. And whoever agrees with him is a partner with him too. As the ulama said, very dangerous point, ya akhwan. You build in your heart that this is the ruling only for Allah. This is the oneness of Allah in his lordship. you don't fulfill that, your destruction, your tawheed. He said, I'm wahid, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. But you don't, you governed by another law rather than a law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In al-hukmu illa lillah. Amara. Look, then the second, Amara alla ta'budu illa iya. He ordered not to worship but him, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the second part of Tawheed, called the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his worship. That means any action of worship, we call it worship, is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amara alla ta'budu illa iya. Dhalika ad-din al-qayyim. This is the straight faith, the straight religion. So look, he just gathered all different kinds of tawheed in just half a line. The oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his lordship, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his worship, and put that as the straight faith, the straight that. Let's go back to the other ayah. What is the meaning of the other hukm? Yaqub, when he said, Ya baniya, la tadkhulu min babi wahid, wadkhulu min abwab mutafarriqa. Oh my sons, 10 sons, mashallah. Don't go through one door. Don't enter through one door. Get or enter from different doors. Wa ma ughni ankum min Allah min shay. I am not gonna protect you from what Allah will give you, subhanahu wa ta'ala. In al-hukmu illa lillah. The ruling is only for Allah. This now is a different ruling. The ruling of the decree, of the qadr. You see, we are governed, the hukm of Allah, the ruling of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the ruling through the law. We just get the Islamic law, somebody insults somebody if he doesn't have no four witnesses, then they slap him 100 times. Somebody drink alcohol, they slap him 80 times and shave his head. Somebody kill somebody, they cut his head or diya or forgiveness. Somebody, this is the Islamic law. This is the law in Islam. And then the other law that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala govern us with it is the law of decree, of qadr. And iman, the faith in qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam, they want death and destruction for Yusuf alayhi salam. But the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the first day he told his father about his ru'ya, his vision, that he will be a prophet. He will be a great man. And who? Because Allah is irresistible. Nothing could stop Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from doing what he's doing, what he wants to do. But the brothers of Yusuf, nothing. The humans have no power. They sin to destroy him. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him the king of Egypt. Biggest civilization back then. So the hukm in al-hukm illallah, that means the ruling of the decree of the qadr is only for Allah. Why he brought them the ruling of decree? Because he was scared that his sons, if they get 10 big men entering from one door, some evil eye will get them. Then he said, just get from different doors, and I'm not going to protect if something bad is going to happen, written for you by the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he brought, in al-hukmu illa lillah. The ruling of the decree is only for Allah. I'm just doing the causes. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to happen, it will happen. So this is just a little comment, Yaquan, about the hukm, the ruling, about the Islamic ruling. Why we want as Muslims to be governed by? Because if you deny that in your heart, you're out of Islam. You're out of faith. When you destruct the part of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his lordship, this is the destruction of the tawheed. And Yusuf alayhi salam continue, and then he told them the explanation, the interpretation of their dreams. He said, one of you, it is not point. Look at him. Even he was watching whatever he's saying. In the dream, one of them said to Yusuf alayhi salam that, Inni arani a'siru khamra. I see myself just, you know, getting wine. And the other one, he said, Inni arani ahmilu fawqa ra'si khubza. I saw myself in the dream that I'm carrying bread on the top of my head. The birds are eating it. Then after he asked them, he told them about Tawheed, and he asked them for the worship of the only Allah, the irresistible, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he said about the interpretation of your dreams, one of you, and he knows which one is going to be killed, and the birds are going to be put in the cross, and the birds will eat from his head, and the other one will be freed and give the wine or give the alcohol to the king, who go back to the king again. And he does not want to tell which one is which one. And after that, alayhi salam, look at what happened with him, a little tiny bit, because as I told you, prophets and messengers are raised up, are straightened up by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Then he said, وَقَالَ لِلَّذِي ظَنَّ أَنَّهُ نَاجٍ مِّنْهُمَ اذْكُرْنِي عَنْدَ رَبِّكَ. He said to the person that will be freed and go to the king again and give him alcohol, he said, اذْكُرْنِي عَنْدَ رَبِّكَ. Tell my story to your Rabb. He doesn't say, tell my story to your king. Why? Because the ayah before said, if you agree of the law of anybody rather than Allah, then this is your Rabb. If you agree, as Muslims, we agree by the law of Allah as a rule. What's ruling us? The law of Allah. Then Allah is our Rabb. If we don't agree that the rule of Allah, the ruling of Allah is the right one for us, then Allah is not our Rabb. That's what we're saying. You know, the other way. Then when this man, the companion of Yusuf alayhi salam in prison, he agrees upon the law of his, you know, so the Pharaohs, not the Pharaohs, those were the Hyksos, the people that governed Egypt for 700 years instead of the Pharaohs of Egypt. They never said, we're gods. Pharaoh of Egypt, they said, I am God, I am your great God. There is no God for you but me. But they never said that. But what they've done, they isolate the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they make human laws. And those humans, they agree upon these laws to govern them. Then that's the Rabb. This king is the Rabb. That's why Yusuf told him, your Rabb, tell your God, your Lord, which is the king, tell him about my story. Then the man forget to tell the king, and then he stayed few years extra in prison. Allah is teaching Yusuf alayhi salam, he should not have no trust but through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't rely on this guy to tell the story for the king. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the freedom when he wishes subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said to the Jews, tomorrow I will give you the answer, when they ask him in Surah Al-Kahf about the boys that they got lost, the people in the cave, and then he said, tomorrow in 15 days, or tomorrow I'm going to give you the answer without saying inshallah, by the will of Allah. Then it comes the day after day after day, after 1 month, no answer. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, if you want to do something, say by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ta'deed. Straightening. You see, one word make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveal the Quran to teach the messenger the right path, the right thing, what to say. Then back to Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf alayhi salam, severe, ikhwan, and as I told you, big trial to get into jail and you're not guilty. But Yusuf alayhi salam accepted that, and because it's a trial by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and get patient until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala get him out of that. While he was there, he just done his job, da'wah for people to tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then it comes to Yusuf alayhi salam, the most miserable trial. What is it? The kingdom of Egypt under the rule of Yusuf alayhi salam. You see, maybe nowadays we're talking, just sitting on each other, but if you're the ruler of a big kingdom like that, and you have the food, everybody got poverty in these years, you have the food, and you have the fuel for those people. If you cut the fuel, they all die. And you have, you could order, kill this, they kill this. See, a lot of people, when they get to that position, this is a great trial, ikhwan. They start killing and destroying, and they go crazy. But look at Yusuf alayhi salam. The king has a dream, and he saw in his dream there is a seven sad cows are eaten by seven skinny cows, and there is seven, you know, gloves of wheat, and there is green, and there is seven dry. And he asked, The people around him, they could not interpret. They don't know. This guy that used to be with him, with the Yusuf alayhi salam in jail, in prison, he said, I'm going to guide you to whoever will interpret this dream for you. And then he guided him to Yusuf alayhi salam. And look what they said to Yusuf. Yusuf, ayyuha as-siddiq. This is not a regular man. They call him Yusuf, the man of truth. Yusuf, the truthful one. That means you told the truth. And it come between the people of prison that Yusuf alayhi salam is the man of truth. Truthful one. He was not lying when he said what happened with the wife of the minister of Egypt. Aftina. And he explained to them the dream. And that was the way out of Yusuf alayhi salam. Explain the dream that there is 7 years of good will be in Egypt, and save whatever you have from this harvest. Whatever you harvest, save it, because there is 7 other years nothing, will be severe poverty, and you can't find but what you saved in the first 7 years. And after that 7 years, it will come a year of a lot of wealth for them at that time. Then the king said, bring him out. Remember, this is the king, not the minister. The minister, the wife of the minister, that she's the one that ordered him to go to jail. And then Yusuf alayhi salam said, no. He told him, out, get out, you're free of jail. The king wants to talk to you. He said, no, just go and ask the woman. They used to seduct me. There is a declaration of the truth now. Everybody knows that Yusuf alayhi salam was a guilty man, but he only knew, and they throw him in jail. He needs to come out with the clean record. Then the king, the same way, he brought the women and asked them, and they declare, and Yusuf become the minister of Egypt. The king died, Yusuf become the king of Egypt. And this is the great trial. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ikhwan, in the Quran, وَنَبْلُوهُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً. Your trial may be in the bad and the good. How it is in the bad? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take a very kind, dear person to you. Your father, your brother, your mother, your wife, your child, your this, your that, and see what you're going to do. Are you going to still worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the same way, and you think this is from Allah, and all we're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day. And He's going to test you with the wealth. Rich, give you. You are poor, nothing, you didn't have anything. And then He give you, and give you, and give you, and see what you're going to act like. You see, in Surah Al-Fajr, فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَمَهُ. He said, ابْتَلَاهُ, when a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests him by giving him a lot of wealth, blessing him with material things. فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمًا. He will say, oh, Allah has blessed me. وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ, and at the same time, ابْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ. He will test him by cutting his income. قَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقًا. His income will be short, deficient, weak, nothing coming to him. فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا. At that time he said, oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has humiliated me, has put me down. No, this is a trial. And you will be tested in this life with the good and the bad. As Allah said, وَنَبْلُوهُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً. Yusuf alayhi salam in his life, he's been thrown in the well, then become a slave, live as a slave, and then he become, you know, go to Egypt and become living in a palace of Egypt, you know, great life, wonderful life, whatever he orders, he gets, and then into jail, you know, the harshness of jail, nothing at all, completely from just sudden drop from palace to jail, and then from jail to be the king of Egypt. What Yusuf alayhi salam said, oh Allah, just let me hold this position 10, 15 years, 20 years. I've been through a lot since I was a little boy. My brother threw me, and then I want to just enjoy the position for a few years. Look at Yusuf alayhi salam, ya when Allah got him. And you don't know, this is the big, great trial. You see, this Jabbar Saddam, when he was in power, used to order killing, and he used to order just with one word. Because this is the great trial. If you don't understand it, you will get lost in it. Because as I said, at this time 7 years, nothing at all. The brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam, all of them, they came to Yusuf in a miserable situation. They said, donate on us. give us a charity, because nothing is there. And he has the food for all of this area, all of the area, the great Syrian and the Egypt and all of this area around it in the hand of Yusuf alayhi salam. But he said, look at what Yusuf alayhi salam said, رَبِّ آتَيْتَنِي مِنَ الْعِلْمِ رَبِّ آتَيْتَنِي مِنَ الْمُلْكِ وعلمتني تأويل الأحاديث فاطر السماوات والأرض توفني أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين. He said, you Allah, you've gave me the kingdom of Egypt. He become number one, the king of Egypt, not the minister. The minister and he jumped to being the king of Egypt. آتيتني من الملك وعلمتني. Look at him. He doesn't say, oh, I reached this position by my intelligence and interpretation and this. No. He said, you, Allah, gave me. This is absolute tawheed, ya akhwan. You, Allah, gave me the kingdom of Egypt. You, Allah, taught me the interpretation of the dreams and visions. وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ فَاطِرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. You, the creator of heavens and earth. أنت ولي. You are my intimate friend. You are my wali in this life and in the hereafter. توفني مسلما. Make me die as Muslim. وألحقني بالصالحين. And gathered me with the good doers. Look, يا إخوان. After he reached this position, he said, you Allah, you favored me with the kingdom. You favored me. You give me the blessing of interpreting the dreams. You Allah, the creator of earth, you are my intimate friend in this life and thereafter. Make me die as Muslim. Look at the supplication, ya ikhwan. Not said, oh, you Allah, make me live 1,000 more years governing Egypt as a king in this beautiful life. Tawfani musliman wa alhiqni bis salihin, and gathered me with the good doers. This is what Yusuf alayhi salam in the last conflict said. So you see, this is the trials, the akhwan. That's why when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sahaba read and went through what Yusuf alayhi salam, this is the way. If you don't understand it, you need to just wake up and understand that the Muslims, what they're living right now, this is the way. This is, if you don't understand, you need to just wake up. And always after trial there is tamkeen. There is Allah will give them. The Muslims are not going to be established and establish the law of Allah and the kingdom of Allah on earth until they've been tested. And whoever failed the test, whoever succeeded in the test, you know, you'll be tested in this life with the usury, especially in this country, attraction of life. See, you could go to, you know, instead of just sitting over here in the masjid and getting, you know, you don't know how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you. You could be sitting in somewhere else, in the club, you could be sitting there, you could be making some business somewhere else to make some money for dunya. You could be doing this, you're doing that. This is a test from Allah. When people leave this dunya for the people of dunya and come and understand their faith, because you said, oh my God, this is great. You know, I hear the khutbah in one of the masjids here in the United States. The person in, and mashallah alayhi, a great one that's leading the Muslims, telling khutbah to the Muslim in the 4th of July, he's praising the most wonderful human rights and the freedom, and he forget about Islam, the religion, that there is no ideology in earth that govern and punish persons upon what they say except Islam. If you insult somebody and say, you such and such, your mother is such, there's no religion, no ideology on earth can govern that but Muslim, but the Islamic law. The Islamic law, the most freedom that gives the person, that if somebody kills somebody, it gives the family the right to decide the fate of this person. Said, oh, he killed him intentionally. You've got three choices. First one, either they cut his head off the same way, one by one, one soul by one soul. Or you take the diya. Or you take what equal 100 camels, the price of 100 camels. Or you forgive him for the sake of Allah. The family decide. There is no law like this. The family, they choose whatever they love to do. They kill the father, then the family decide. Did you see a law on earth that's that fair like the Islamic law? And subhanAllah, the great misery for us is to live away from Islam. Is to live away from the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Islamic law. So we move to another stop, just one stop with the surah of Yusuf alayhi salam, At-Tawakkul. What is the understanding? The trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah. Is the trust in Allah to just go home and lock yourself and don't know anything about any kind of, know nothing about, you know, any kind of engineering or medicine or nothing, just tawakkul Allah? No. Tawakkul means you do the causes and you let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decide the result. You get with the causes. You see, Yaqub alayhi salam in the surah, in surah Yusuf, he said, Ya bani yadhhabu, ya bani la tadkhulu min babin wahid, wadkhulu min abwabin mutafarriqa. Oh my sons, do not enter from one door, but enter from different doors. And then he said, وَمَا أُغْنِي عَنْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. I'm not going to return the decree of Allah. Whatever is going to happen to you is going to happen. But he get with the causes. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told him that. You got a lot of children. It's very logic. You got an evil eye and this jinn, mashallah, jinn, beautiful, good looking, prophethood. You know, children, if somebody, evil eye will cause them some bad. As we know, the evil in Islam, evil. So he said, just take with the causes, and at the same time, I'm not going to return the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the complete trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to do the causes. If you get sick, you take the medicine, and you leave the result to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only is the one that will give you the cure. The trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the use, or with the taking of the causes behind this trust, as Abu Yusuf alayhi salam has done. Also another stop of Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf, ya akhwan, the character of prophets. Look at him. He said when his brother Binyamin, they saw that he took the golden measure that they used to measure the wheat with at that time. They put it in the camel for his brother. And then they said, where is it? They formed it with him. He said, alright, whoever steals something, he's slaved with this thing, what he steals. Then he took his brother, and this is the way of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared this plan for Yusuf to take his brother into the kingdom of Egypt. After he took it, he said, his brother came, إِنْ يَسْرِقْ فَقَدْ سَرَقَ أَخٌ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلٍ. They talk about Yusuf now. If he steals, then he has a brother, his brother, meaning Yusuf. He stole before him. And Yusuf, this is the king. They sell him to Yusuf alayhi salam. They didn't know he's the king of Egypt. But look, فَأَسَرَّهَا يُوسُفُ فِي نَفْسِهِ وَلَمْ يُبْدِهَا لَهُمْ. Yusuf alayhi salam, he said, أَنْتُمْ شَرٌ مَكَانًا. You're an evil kind of boys. And he said in his heart, وَلَمْ يُبْدِهَا لَهُمْ. He does not kill them. But he said in his heart, they accused him of stealing. Yusuf alayhi salam never stole nothing. They grabbed him and threw him in the well and left him. They have nothing. And he said, if he stole, the brother of Yusuf bin Yamin, his brother stole before him. And look at the samaha of Yusuf alayhi salam. Even that saying that you're an evil kind of guy, Yusuf never done that, he did not. He just kept it in his heart. And then when his father and his brothers came to Egypt, and Yusuf alayhi salam rafa'a abawayhi ila al-arsh wa kharru lahu sujjada. He carried his parents to the throne and become the king of Egypt. They fell down doing sujood for him. This is the way, brothers, when you read it in the Quran, don't think that you can do that. This is the laws before Islam. When you greet somebody, you go down and prostrate for him. This is the way they used to greet each other. But in Islam, no. When Rasulullah ﷺ came, you can't do that only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When his father, وَخَرُّوا لَهُ سِجَّدًا, they went down prostrating for Yusuf alayhi salam, not worshipping Yusuf, no. But to greet Yusuf alayhi salam. وَخَرُّوا لَهُ سُجَّدًا وَقَالَ يَا أَبَتِ هَذَا تَأْوِيلُ رُؤْيَايَ مِنْ قَبْلِ قَدْ جَعَلَهَا رَبِّي حَقًّا. This is the interpretation of my vision before. You remember the beginning of the ayah that Yusuf alayhi salam has a vision that he saw. إني رأيت أحد عشر كوكبا, I saw 11 stars and the sun and the moon are prostrating to me. His 11 brothers came down and the sun and the moon, his father and mother, prostrating for Yusuf عليه السلام. وقد أحسن بي. Look at the choice of the words. إذ أخرجني من السجن. And Allah had given me a big favor when he gets me out of prison. Why Yusuf chose prison and he does not say the well? He pulled me out of the well. He could say, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala done me a great favor, because the well is big. The well, the wolf is going to come and eat him, or nobody comes down to grab him, he will die from hunger. But the prison is, he's living in the prison, you know, young man, strong. But he was a little boy back then. Why? Because he does not want to remind his brother what they've done to him. Because they are the ones that throw him in the well. This is the character of prophecy, Akhwan. Prophets only do that. وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ وَجَاءَ بِكُم مِنَ الْبَدْوِ. And he and Allah brought you from the Badu, from Badia, from the desert. He doesn't say, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought you from poverty. Because they came to his brother, يَا يَا تَصَدَّقْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّا رَنَاكَ مَنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. They brought a little bit of goods and said, you, the king of Egypt, give us and give charity to us. They didn't have anything. He never told them, oh, I brought you from poverty and from misery, and he brought you from the badia, from the desert. Nothing wrong with this. To watch even the words what he's saying to his father and his brother. أخرج المسيح وجاء بكم من البد من بعد, look at the third, the beautiful one, من بعد أن نزغ الشيطان بيني وبين أخوتي. After the devil have made a little conflict between me and my brothers. The devil done conflict with Yusuf? Never. Yusuf alayhi salam, little boy, the devil was playing with his brothers, they throw him to the well. But look, like, yeah, it's alright, the devil make a conflict between me, meaning Yusuf, and my brothers. Look, did you see a character like this, Ikhwan? And as Muslims nowadays, you find the most miserable words and give it to him in his face. He doesn't do anything to you, just to choose the miserable words and give it to him. Subhanallah, he doesn't do nothing for you, just choose the most tickling, bad, miserable, the word that he hates, and just and give it in his face right away. This is why the Quran came to us, to follow. Look at the prophets, what did he say after they throw him? See, if one of us, he will cut the heads of the ten guys, evil guys. Brought a little boy and throw him in the well, in the middle of the wolf area, and die. This, there's no way for him coming out. But look at how Yusuf alayhi salam handled, and he watching even the words coming out of his mouth. وآخر دعوان الحمد لله رب العالمين. جزاكم الله خير. بارك الله فيكم. Any questions there?